This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Taxes are a pretty touchy topic in this economy right now. New Yorker staff writer Jill Lepore talks about the history and the present of the income tax in the latest edition of that magazine. It started, she writes, with an earthquake. San Francisco, 1906, followed by the financial panic of 1907, followed by the 16th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States that provided for the income tax. Wasn't really all that controversial back then. It is, oh, so much more so now, as she talks about in her piece. Jill Lepore, it's really good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here.
How did we get to the point in this country, and this gets actually to the very serious crux of this article, how did we get to the point in this country where you can only talk about taxes going down, not up?
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? Because mathematically, that's just a problem. I mean, we talk about this fiscal cliff as if it were a natural disaster, right? Like as if we're on it's this cliffhanger. We're there about to fall off like Wile E. Coyote. It's not a fiscal cliff. It's a fiscal political contrivance, right? Yeah. Like it's the consequence of a century-long tradition of really refusing to defend taxation.
I wonder if we're still so anti-tax because taxation hasn't been effectively sold to us. I mean, it's, you know, we need in this country the things that taxation gives us, but nobody wants to be taxed to get them.
I think that's exactly the case. But the flip side of that is opposition to taxation has been very effectively sold. There's not a very well-organized defense of it.
Yeah. How come, though? Honestly.
Yeah. That's the what would it be? That's the 1040 question.
The 1040 question, right? Not the $64,000 question.
Not the $64,000.
It's that Oliver Wendell Holmes quote that you have.
Yeah, taxes are the price we pay for civilized society. No one's really said that better than Oliver Wendell Holmes, and that was nearly a century ago. One argument that historians have made is that the opposition to, for instance, New Deal social programs meant that liberal policymakers very deliberately refused to defend what they were doing as a kind of progressive income tax that would be for the good of all. That to defend it in that way would to open themselves up to further political attack by these well-organized political forces that opposed income taxation at all. Mm. And so they were never defended as the fruit of an income tax and have left us with this very difficult legacy.
Convoluted, yeah. If you believe, as the Democrats would have people believe, that this election was in some way a referendum on the role of government in society, do you think that it means that we are now finally buying into being taxed?
I think what's kind of amazing, when you think about the century beginning with the ratification of the 16th Amendment in 1913 and the amount of energy that has been spent to defeat progressive income taxation, that it survives at all, despite having been so poorly defended, is a testament to Americans' truly abiding sense of fairness.
Is that the marketing slogan then? I mean, fairness and taxation, right? I mean, how do you sell this to the American people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just reading today this Republican from Ohio talking about, you know, how great Paul Ryan was because he was so good at selling budgetary policy to the American people. And to think about that, like, just think about rhetorically what that means. Like, everyone in politics has accepted the business metaphor. Like, we are not citizens, we're consumers. It can be defended in this way, right? Taxes protect private property and protect the environment. Without taxes, business is impossible. You can make a business-based argument to defend progressive income taxation. But one way not to do it is to engage in the rhetoric of marketing.
Hmm. Jill Lepore, she writes on taxes in the current issue of The New Yorker. She teaches American history at Harvard University. Jill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.